And more Idaho Matters right now. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and while many will spend the day taking care of mom, it is always important for mothers to take care of themselves. So if you or your mom is 40 or older, you need a mammogram every year. And the technology to detect breast cancer just gets better every day. Joining us now to talk about some of the new advancements in breast cancer detection are Dr. Whitney Parnell and Nikki Agee, cancer patient navigator from West Valley Medical Center. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Parnell, let me start with you. West Valley Medical Center has 3D mammography. So tell us why this particular advancement is so important.
It really is paramount for detecting cancer more discreetly and smaller cancers. The traditional 2D mammography would take a simple picture, kind of a bird's eye view of the breast, and then one kind of a side view of the breast. And what 3D mammography does, instead of taking it with one picture, we're going to take tiny slices of that same bird's eye view and tiny slices from that side view. And then it does a 3D reconstruction, so it gives us so much more information in very small and subtle cancers that may have been missed on earlier technology are now being found. And we all know that the smaller and earlier that we can detect a cancer, the better chance that we can have a cure. And so that is why it really revolutionized the technology.
Mm. So, Nikki, screenings every year are critical, but when a patient does actually find out that they have breast cancer, that's where you come in. So tell us about that.
That's right. West Valley Medical Center currently has 2 oncology nurse navigators. And what really sets our program apart in the Valley is that we connect with our patients as soon as they're diagnosed and guide them through the rest of their treatment, helping them understand each part along the way. Our patients feel like family to us. We aren't just on the phone scheduling appointments for them. We're with them face to face, side by side, attending their appointments with them. We personally introduce them to the rest of their medical team. We meet them the day of their surgery and at their post-op appointments. Our knowledge of the healthcare continuum helps us to expedite care. So while we are that shoulder for the emotional aspect, we are also very efficient at navigating a complex healthcare system. And that takes a lot of stress off the patient's shoulders.
So Dr. Parnell, I want to talk about this new technology that West Valley has that you've just gotten, I believe, in the last month. And this does help breast cancer patients. Talk to us about this.
Yes, I'm very excited about this technology. We most often will be able to treat a woman's breast cancer with a lumpectomy, which is removal of this cancer with a small margin of normal tissue to ensure that we've removed the cancer in its entirety. Previously, since often we do detect these cancers by mammographic means, and so they cannot be felt by the patient themselves or even the physician, we need navigation to find that cancer within the breast. We used a variety of different techniques to kind of point us in the right direction, including wires, inserting different magnets that we could then detect with a magnet detector. There's even some iron particles that have been utilized as well. The newest technology is actually using an RFID chip, which is then placed at the site of the previously diagnosed and biopsied cancer. And I can use an RFID chip detector to find it with exceeding precision within just millimeters. And it literally tells me exactly how far away the RFID is from the detector. So it gives me infinite precision, which is far superior than the other methods that I've used. So I was super excited. And although we just rolled out the technology, the experience that we've had is really wonderful. And the nice thing is that the chip can go in many days before the surgery so that we can put it in and we don't have to do anything the morning of her surgery.
Mm. Okay. So Dr. Parnell, this is an actual chip that you literally place in the body. Does it stay in during the entire treatment, or is it just for when they go in for a surgical procedure?
So it will stay in, the RFID chip stays in until it is removed with the cancer. So it's really just a marker that I then can navigate from the outside to be able to find the cancer. And so it allows for a smaller incision, more precision, and a very precise lumpectomy. Because in the end, what I'm trying to do is get the cancer, but not take an enormous portion of the normal tissue around the breast. So it provides for very precise location for me navigating and finding the cancer. So the chip is eventually removed with the lumpectomy.
Okay. So Nikki, you know, you work with patients every single day. So how do you feel about some of these new technologies that are helping not just to find breast cancer, but as Dr. Parnell just described, treat breast cancer?
New technology is always exciting, especially when it comes to the healthcare realm, because, you know, it really just helps to expedite, ensure a better surgical outcome, and just make things a little easier for patients along the way that are already going through so much. Technological advancements like the RFID chip provide patients with another option. They can work with their surgeon to create a personalized plan for their breast cancer treatment during a time where choices seem so limited. Patients tolerate the procedure very well, and they appreciate the flexibility it allows. I think what this really shows our patients is that research is really moving healthcare forward, and so exciting to have that here in our valley.
So I want to turn the conversation for our last couple of minutes around to some information that came out yesterday, because some new guidance that came out from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and it is now recommending that women should start getting mammograms at age 40 instead of age 50. So, Dr. Parnell, what did you think when you heard about this recommendation?
I was actually kind of a little bit surprised, because I felt like they were a little bit late to the game. Both Nikki and I can testify that we have been screening women in their 40s for quite a long time. And I personally began my own mammograms at age 40. So I was a little kind of surprised that they have just now kind of joined what I think was current practice. And it really only takes one woman to get diagnosed in her 40s to make me believe that screening women earlier is a really good idea. So I'm happy that we have updated the recommendations to be in line with many other institutions.
You know, Dr. Parnell, I thought, you know, similar to you yesterday, that I was like, oh, that's not the guidelines, because I got my first mammogram, I think I was like 41, and it was just recommended by my OBGYN. I don't have any risk, you know, other than being a woman. So that's interesting that you say that this is kind of late to the game. So with that said, do you think it's going to be difficult then to get women to start getting mammograms at 40? Because if it's kind of already common practice, maybe this recommendation, as you said, is just kind of a catch up.
I really do think it's a little bit catching up, because I know Nikki can testify that we absolutely mammogram women in their 40s and have been doing so for a long time. So I have not ever encountered resistance to getting a screening mammogram for any woman in their 40s. So again, I kind of was like, wow, I didn't realize that. Like I said, I think they're playing catch up, which is good. But I think just like your obstetrician who recommended screening for you in your 40s, we've been doing it a long time. And so I think the physicians and other providers were aware of screening earlier. It's nice that maybe it's removed any obstacles that may have been there that we weren't completely aware of.
Mm-hmm. And Nikki, your thoughts on this then, with moving that recommendation down to 40?
I, you know, echo what Dr. Parnell said here. I got my first mammogram at age 40. We've been doing screening mammograms starting at age 40. I would guess to say all throughout the valley, not just here at this facility. So it's also very reassuring, though, just to have that task force behind us, confirming that, but I don't really see that it's going to change much. I feel like a lot of women already know somebody that has breast cancer. And so it's mm-hmm. not a hard sell. I don't feel like to get women 40 and up into get their screening mammograms. All this can do is really help though.
And they're just so critically important to get your mammogram. I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking about this new technology. It's so exciting. We've been speaking with Dr. Whitney Parnell and Nikki Agee. She's a cancer patient navigator. They're both from West Valley Medical Center talking about breast cancer detection. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.